This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Jason Lloyd from The Athletic. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, where one of the sentences in his latest article is, quote, there are fires everywhere and not enough hoses to go around. Hello.
Hi. That's not the one I thought you'd pick. That's not the line I thought you'd pick.
But which like line that. Did you think I'd pick? Which one?
The infection.
The what?
He's an infection on the organization.
Well, no, he said gear. Insurrection.
Well, that's what I thought he said, too. I didn't know. An insurrection on the organization, Lord.
Welcome to Crosstalk.
I thought you'd been watching Cuomo, too. Go ahead, Tone.
All right, so we played the Stefanski audio, and you heard a lot of the same platitudes about we got to coach it better or whatever. But when he was asked, and then there was a series of follow-ups about who is making the decision to either play the quarterback or bench the quarterback, he says, well, I always talk to Andrew Berry, and then there is some collaboration, and then Jimmy Haslam. My point, Jason, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, is the players don't want to hear about collaboration when what needs to be done needs to be done. It has to be the head coach. Do they believe the coach is empowered to make the necessary decisions?
Are you asking me, do they believe
yes.
it, or the players believe it?
Yes.
I think the players know which organization they play for and how involved the people upstairs are. I think everybody probably knows that. I'll walk it all the way back. I know just even mentioning this name brings up a war zone, but you know, when Baker was playing through the injury in 21, that decision was made above Kevin. We've talked about that. I've said that 100 times because they had to make a decision on a contract and whether or not they were going to extend him. And so even though he was hurt and banged up, I don't know necessarily if that was entirely Kevin's decision to keep running him out there, because the organization was trying to make a decision. And I wholeheartedly believe the same thing here, that I don't think it's Kevin's decision. That I think it's been taken out of his hands.
He's gained no power. Hold on, Jason. He has gained no power. I mean, we know he got an extension at the same time of Andrew Berry. And I asked the question at the time. If Kevin Stefanski does not have more power now after two coach of the years, two times he's taken the Browns to the playoffs, all the different quarterbacks he has been able to build stable offenses with, if he doesn't have any more power now, why would he even want to be here?
Well, that's the flip side to it, is coach the team. You're the head coach. Is Jimmy going to come out of the owner's box? Is Paul DeBodesta going to come out of the owner's box and like just make the decision? And if they fire you, they fire you. You collect your checks and you go, you'll be hired tomorrow somewhere else. I'll change sports. That's what happened in 2018 with Ty Lue. Like, there was a mandate for Ty to play the kids. And Ty said, nope, I'm playing the guys I want to play. And they fired him, like, what, 5-6 games into the season. So that's also a route to take, where you just take matters into your own hands. And if you remember, technically, Kevin did bench Deshaun in the Colts game last year. Like, no one really talks about that. That was not an injury. Kevin came out and said, I can't remember exactly what he said. You'd have to go back and look at the transcript. But basically, Kevin said he benched him for performance. So that has happened before. Obviously, he went right back to him the next week. He was coming off the shoulder, but essentially he was benched because he stunk against the Colts last year after four or five throws. But, you know, I think he is being ordered to play. I don't know that. I want to be like, that's just my opinion. I'm just guessing on this. I think he's being forced to play him. And I don't see how anyone could, I don't see how he could possibly look at what's going on and say Deshaun Watson is helping us and making us a better football team. And also, you know, the line you started with, there are fires everywhere. It's not just him. Like, I fully admit that. Like, Kevin's having a really bad year, a really, really, really bad year. The defense is not the defense of last year. But Deshaun also is not the solution. Like, clearly, good court. Look at Washington. Like, they have a new head coach, but a lot of their personnel hasn't changed very much from a 4-13 team, except the quarterback. And now they're 4-1. They've already matched their win total from last year because they have a quarterback that elevates the entire franchise and makes everybody else on the field better. And that is not happening here, and hasn't ever since he got here.
Jason Lloyd joining us here on the show. See, it's what bothers me, because I've been saying, like, guys, we traded Baker Mayfield for Baker Mayfield, and it still continues. Where 2021, we weren't a football team. We were out there figuring out something about a quarterback, trying to prove to ourselves whether or not he was worth it or not. And it seems like we're doing the same exact thing here, Jason. Like, we're not. Are we winning games, or are we just trying to figure out something that we really all know that he's not the guy? But we're trying to find different ways to figure out maybe he can be the guy. Like, offensive line, coach, offensive coordinator. Now we're going to wait for Nick Chubb to come back. Like, really, Nick Chubb's going to come back and make this all better? Did they needed Nick Chubb. They always need Nick Chubb. But they were able to get to the playoffs without Nick Chubb last year. So how many more things, how many more plates do we have to knock down that are spinning before we just come out and say it? Is it just because they owe him $92 million over the next couple of years? Okay, I mean, that's a valid reason, but I just want to hear that reason.
Yeah, that's the reason. And it's more than that, because they kept pushing all that money forward. They kept redoing the contract. I was really surprised when they redid it again this summer. I asked
you were
AB. I asked AB at the combine, I guess it was, do you have to redo it again? And he said, not necessarily. And he didn't say anything else on it. And it's just because we've talked about this before. And I know you say all the time, the salary cap is a myth. Well, here's where it's not a myth. Here's where it's very, very real. Because they can't do anything with him. They can't cut him. They can't trade him because of the cap and because of the hit that it puts on the organization. He's basically, his cap hit is basically the entire salary cap. Every time you redo it and you kick more money down the road, it tightens the chokehold on you for future years. And you have to get it right. Like we've talked about it. You have to get it right on the restructures. And for the most part, they've done a really nice job on the restructures. Like, you know, they redid Betonio, they did Wyatt, they did Miles. They've done basically every big contract on the roster, and it's worked out okay because these guys are still productive, and they've been relatively healthy. Some injuries here and there, but go back and look at the Falcons. I think we talked about this on the show a couple years ago. When you go back and look at the Falcons, and when the Falcons redid Matt Ryan one too many times, and it destroyed him for a couple years. Because he had, I can't remember the number, but it was a massive, massive cap hit. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When he wasn't even on the team. Well, that's the situation you're running into now, is there's going to be, you just keep pushing the money forward and pushing the money forward and pushing the money forward. There's going to come a point where he's not on the team and there's still a massive cap hit. Now, the cap obviously is going up at a much faster rate than it was when the Falcons and Matt Ryan were going through this. But the point is, like, I hear what you're saying a lot of times, and the cap is a myth. In this instance, it's not at all a myth, because that is why they are saddled with this contract that they can't get out of.
You know what we could do, Jason Lloyd from The Athletic? You know what we could do?
What's that?
To get out of this mess?
I can't wait to hear this. What?
Draft Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU this coming year. Put him on a rookie contract. Let's run this thing back with Kev and see whether or not we can get ourselves out of this, huh? Huh?
Well, you know what? I do think there comes a, if you want to take yourself seriously as an organization, there comes a point where I honestly think, and we're not here yet. It's first week in October. I think you have to play DTR at some point and see what you have before December.
Oh,
you have to see you have to have a quarterback next year, and it cannot be number four. You have to have somebody else, and you can give Jameis a try. I mean, we've seen other guys revitalize their career at different stages. Jameis ain't at the, he ain't Flacco. He ain't, you know, pushing 40. He's still relatively young by NFL standards. Maybe he could be the next Sam Darnold and Baker and Geno Smith and these guys. Give it a look and see. But I really think you can't wait until December 3rd or whatever it is to run DTR out there, because then you just create more questions for yourself if he looks somewhat decent. And I think he will look. I like them. Like, I really like DTR. I thought he was starting to figure it out last year when he got the concussion, but he looked good in the preseason. I just think you need to know what you have there before you go into draft season and have to draft a quarterback. Who knows? Maybe you ran into one. But the only way to know that is to play him.
I know we have baseball to get to, but they couldn't even get lined up right. Like, what happened?
Oh, I know.
By the way, defense either. Like, what happened to this team that looked so professional a year ago in December?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The defense, and you're right. Like, obviously, everybody knows about the play on the offense when they already had to waste a timeout less than 2 minutes into the half, and then they really needed to burn another one to be able to run a fourth and two, and they didn't want to burn a second timeout, so they have to kick the field goal. Everybody knows about that. And what gets overlooked is the defense had 12 on the field twice on the same drive. Twice. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a mess everywhere. And that falls on Kevin. That's coaching. You know, that's being undisciplined and just not paying attention, not being aware. And that all falls on coaching. So I know we're making it a Deshaun issue, and it is, but there are issues that run deeper than that. But, you know, that's why he went out and got this guy and paid this guy, is to cover up all the other stuff and to make everybody else better. And that's not happening. Everything else has to be perfect for him, and that's not the way this is supposed to go.
Jason Lloyd joining us from The Athletic. Also, you hear him here on The Fan temporarily. Every now and then, sporadically. There we go.
Yeah.
Sporadically,
yeah.
Not temporarily.
Coming to an end soon, Jason.
I thought something was happening to me I didn't know about.
Yeah, you better find out. There's a new sheriff in town now, buddy boy. So Lyman and I came in with good spirits. They were like, hey, you know what? Losses like yesterday happened with the Guardians. It happened. Class A gave up a 3-run bing bong. Yeah, you know what? No big deal. Then we were at each other's throats by accident, because all I asked was it a vote loss? Not that I believed it. I just wanted to ask him, do you believe, Jason Lloyd, that it was a vote loss?
No. Why would it be a vote loss?
I'm just asking the question. That's all.
Because
he pinch hit for John Kenzie Noel, which some people had upset with. But the biggest part was that he brought Emmanuel Clase out in the eighth.
No. No. Absolutely not. Like, he ran this. You're going to see this formula over and over and over again. He actually, a couple times, I thought he'd go get Boyd earlier. Like, you know, I'm surprised that he ran with Boyd as long as he did, but I mean, Boyd was terrific. And he pitched out of a couple spots. You know, the Tigers have a runner at third and their best hitter up in Riley Green. It's left on left, but that's an instance where I can't remember. I think it was like the third inning where I thought, okay, you better go get him. And they didn't even have anybody warming. But the way that he operated the bullpen, you know, is exactly how he's going to do it as long as they have life in this. And to be able to get 4 2/3 out of Boyd, I thought was really surprising. It was basically the exact same number of outs that Tanner Bibee got you. And then it's the same formula. You're going to run those same four guys out there. It's Cade Smith, Tim Herron, Gattis, and Clase. And all of those guys are capable of getting you more than three outs. So, and Clase is so good with the number of pitches, the way that he limits his pitches. Zach and I were talking about this. Zach Meisel, that he could overpower guys and pile up high strikeout numbers. Mariano Rivera never really did that either. And, of course, I'm not making a comparison. to the greatest closer ever. I'm making a comparison to two guys who can throw a cutter 100 miles an hour. And you can try and pile up the strikeouts, or you can finish an inning in eight pitches and save yourself for tomorrow and the next day. And Clase seems to have taken the approach of being more economical with his pitches. It just didn't work. The part that's disappointing is in the Scooble game, when you can get Scooble out of a tie game, that's a game you have to win. And that's the part that makes it a little bit frustrating and disappointing, is you got him out of the game and it was tied. It was scoreless, but it's still tied. And that feels like a game you have to win. So now they need to go to Detroit and they really need to take care of business, because you're staring down the barrel of Scooble again in game five. And obviously you want to try and avoid that at all costs. It happens. Clase's human. I thought it was a little odd that he threw him three straight sliders. I talked to him about that after the game. He was trying to throw it in the dirt. Not only did he miss the dirt, he hung it over the middle of the plate. And actually the pitch before to Carpenter was even worse, and Carpenter just missed it. So, I mean, it happens. Clase just didn't have his command. It doesn't happen often. That was a bad time for it to happen. But also, you know, if you take the bias out of it, if you take the emotion of being a Guardians fan out of it, last night's also why clearly Derek Scooble is the Cy Young winner this year. The idea that Clase should be the Cy Young winner, I just can't get behind a guy who pitches one inning every day out dueling a guy who is as good as Derek Scooble is when he's the best starter in the American League. Scooble deserves a Cy Young. He's going to win it. And he showed you why yesterday.
Well, I hate you for that comment, but I can't disagree. Jason, thank you very much for the time.
All right, see you guys.
Jason Lloyd from The Athletic on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.